The Fox.
Hilariously Melbourne.
Fifi, Feb and Nick.
The only place you'll feel more at home than with Fifi, Feb and Nick is in a Burbank home.
Save up to $30,000 off your new home build with the Burbank Homes End of Financial Year event. Fifi, Feb and Nick.
What time is it?
It's podcast time. It's about the time of the show when Fifi always introduced what we did on the show, but she's off. She's gone to the toilet to a poo-poo.
She had
some avocado on toast and she's gone right through her.
At a big show. We had a great show. We had John Edward on.
He was talking to the dead. That blew me away, man.
Psychic medium.
Listen to that chat. Put it all up on the podcast today.
Or something. God.
How did you know Fee was doing twos? Did you sense that or she told you?
No, I think she farted.
Oh, Brendan.
I could smell something. It was either her or Leon. Leon, was it you?
Absolutely wasn't me.
So you say it was Fee then?
Hang on.
Well, you're going away.
You know what? I'll say it was me then.
Yes, it was an interesting show.
Great show.
I think James Blake's coming in now with something to talk about. You got anything to talk about, bro?
I'm hopping onto Fee's mic. That feels dangerous.
Oh, don't do that. You'll flake on it and then she won't use it.
Oh, I've been thinking about that recently. Yeah.
What, you're flaking?
My flaking.
What flaking?
I'm just flaking a lot at the moment.
Oh. You bleach it, don't you?
I think it's the cold weather.
It's a change of year.
Yeah, it'd be a change of season.
You're saying it's bad for people with eczema at the
moment. I wouldn't be worrying about your flaking. I'd be more worried about your pubes on the top of your head.
I've got a problem with my hair at the moment.
What happened to it?
I don't know. I think it's the weather.
Did you ask for the perm?
I know what you did. You ride a scooter or bike in this morning?
No, not this morning.
No, you tried to help.
Was it a shower, but you don't want to get your hair wet?
No, you washed it.
So you got a bit of bed hair?
I did wash it.
It's washed it. It's curly.
I run into this problem where, I try not to wash it too much with shampoo and all that kind of stuff, but if I don't do that, then the eczema flares up.
Yeah, you got to use a good one, the blue and white one.
Oh, Head and Shoulders?
Nah, my daughter gets it because she's got skin like yours.
I use the Paul Mitchell tea tree.
UV? UQV? QV or something?
It's bloody expensive.
Please.
Well, it is. It's
should buy himself.
What would you rather? Flake?
Yep. No.
Mate, it's your body. You got to look after it. It's your temple.
That's true. That is.
Oh, don't scratch when
you know what you're not paying.
What's wrong with you?
Just a slight itch.
You know what you're not paying? Rent. So what you can do
is buy QV. It's the best thing for you. Trust me. Buy you some.
Yeah, that QV soap.
I'll buy you some.
Great.
I'll bring you some in.
QV?
QV is what's in your grandma's shower.
Yeah, but
that's the thing I need.
Oh. Yeah,
that's what they use because they've got old skin.
Oh, sorry,
Benjamin
James.
Button over here.
Sorry, James.
Oh, that's a podcast.
No, what's coming up? Do you want to tell us?
I said it already.
We've got an Alpha Bucks answer.
Yeah, we're going to do the answer.
That'll do. That's for Tuesday, Saturday.
It's
13. Tuesday the 13th.
Thank you, mate. Also, in the podcast, this definitely happened. Fee laughed at OJ Simpson's crimes. So enjoy that.
101.9 The Fox.
Exciting morning here on the Fifi, Feb and Nick show because we are joined by the world's most famous psychic medium, John Edward, is back in the studio.
Thank you, guys. I'm very happy to be here. I was listening outside. I was participating in the trivia and I lost.
How did you go in Alpha Bucks? No good?
No, not good.
No.
No. I messed up on Whoopi.
Whoopi.
Oh, come on.
So you got all the other ones.
You're from New York.
I know. And I know her.
Yeah.
It's even worse.
Yeah. Well, even better.
And everyone knows you. Like, you are so famous in the world, particularly in this world, you know what I mean? Like, there'd be people who would love to arrive at where you've arrived at to be world famous as a psychic medium.
I reckon in the afterlife he's pretty famous as well.
You're right.
He's the only one chatting with him.
Dimensions.
You freak me out, bro. I've watched this show because I could be in a cult.
Right.
Like, I'm addicted to most things and I'm very easily drawn in. And you freak me out because I'll start believing in everything that you do. Freaks me out because you're talking to dead people.
Right. Well, I'm talking to energy, right? So what I always want people to know is I think it's important to be skeptical. Like, I tell people, like, it's important to approach anything with the subject matter, specifically in 2023, as a critical thinker, because there's so many people that are there that are just, like, during lockdown, I discovered TikTok like everybody else. And, you know, here I am at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, like, down the rabbit hole. And I was there for, like, jump scares and, like, fun stuff and dogs and, like,
music. What'd you get into?
And then 5G? All of a sudden, I never even entered my mind there was a psychic talk. Like, it just didn't even, I didn't go there.
Psychic talk?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, this woman showed up, like, doing a live at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning. And she's, like, in her kitchen and she's got, like, music blaring in the background. And she's swinging a pendulum and she's telling the people in the chat, Who do you want to connect you? What's their first name? What's their last name? How did they pass? What did they pass from? When did they pass? And then she gave them a fee for what she was going to charge them per death. And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh my God, this woman's going to make me get out of bed and put this camera on right now. I'm like, it made me so, that's what made me go on TikTok. It made me angry. I was like,
psychic showdown
just
online.
Taking people's money, vulnerable people in the middle of the night.
How does it work? Like, are you like what women want, like Mel Gibson, when you walk past like people, you go, oh my God. No, so what are you laughing for?
No, it's reference to a movie from 1997.
But it's like, and can I just say I appreciate it because I used to work in a video store, so like I got that.
Yeah, you get that. The movie is he walks past women and he knows exactly what they're thinking, so he becomes this like big stud and he's like, oh my God, you're so sensitive. And you've got that power when that's what I want to know.
Right. So what I tell people is I want them to recognize that, and this is going to sound crazy, but like nobody needs a psychic. Nobody needs a medium. Nobody needs to get a reading. Nobody needs to buy a book about it. They just need to understand the subject matter in a way that energetically we're all connected, right? So right now you guys are broadcasting a signal. That signal is being played on phones, devices, cars, computers. It's a signal that's broadcasted and people can participate and hear it. So energetically, we're all broadcasting a signal, whether we're in the physical body or not. And love never dies. There's a survival of consciousness. Our loved ones and friends can still connect with us. And if we tune into that frequency of love and connection, then we could recognize those signs and symbols. Like I was listening to the story about the gentleman who recognized somebody. That's when I first came in.
Yeah.
And the part that jumped out at me was that the guy dreamt about the other guy's father before. That's not by chance or by accident. It's so that when that kid went up to that person in that place, he was able to say, oh my God, I remember you. And I just dreamt about your dad. So I didn't know if that part of the story, if his dad had passed already, but in
sounded
my world.
Sounded like it was.
It was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounded like it.
So if that was that, if it's that story, then it's that guy's dad giving a message to his boy through the contractor whoever. There's no psychic in that story. That's just energy.
That's scary. That was.
No, it's beautiful. It's just love.
It's you're so in demand. Can you look at our switchboard John? Everybody wants to talk to you, and obviously there's limited
apparently
time
I'm not
here.
Leaving then. You part can't of the morning
go
show now.
Anywhere 13 10 60. If you would like to speak to John Edward, and you never know who may come through. He is here for it, and we'll be. I mean, this is gripping. I love watching you do these readings. Up next, more John Edward.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
We're joined by John Edward. This is so exciting because you are obviously the world's premier, most famous psychic medium, and everybody wants to speak to you. The phone lines have melted down. You are coming back in November 8th and 28th. At Hamer Hall.
I am. I'm very much looking forward to it. It's been 4 years.
Oh, wow. Well, we get to our own up close and personal version of that right now. We've obviously got a lot of callers here that want to connect and talk to you, and we'll see what happens. Linda from Endeavour Hills.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Linda? Good morning.
I'm good. I'm not too bad.
How can I help you?
Well, I was just wondering if you've got in touch with either my mum or one of my two sisters who recently we lost.
So a couple of things. Whenever I see, hear, and feel, I share, I'll talk about people being above you, to the side, and below. It's just placement for me. So it's not like the people that raised you. It's more like a position, like on an executive chart. So somebody above you would be older, to your side would be like a contemporary, and below you'd be younger. Linda, the month of February, what's the connection to February? Is there like a birthday or an anniversary in February in the family?
Yeah, my sister's birthday was in February.
Okay. And then is she an Aquarian, the sign of Aquarius?
I have no idea.
Okay, so if she was born before February 20th or February 21st.
Before February.
Because I feel like I need to acknowledge that this would be the Aquarius. And is her dad passed? Is there a father figure that's passed?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's been gone for a while?
Yeah.
So before you even got on the phone, I said to Fifi, I was like, I got a dad coming in. I go, he's the first person. So when you said you wanted to connect with your mom and the two sisters, I was like, that's not the first person that was knocking on my head. So I feel like I need to acknowledge the dad energy. Somebody had lung cancer or some type of pulmonary disorder from what they're showing me. And I kind of feel like it dovetailed into what would be cardiac related. Then you have somebody who passed either from, I'm going to say they went into like, they had a bile blockage or they had some type of stomach perforation or they had some type of abdominal thing going on. There's something...
Yeah, my mom always had problems with her stomach.
Okay. And then did your mom and sister pass in the same month or did you lose them within a year or something?
Two
people. I'm sorry.
And my mom was September, but it was within about 2 years.
What they're showing me is that on a calendar for me, it feels back to back. It feels close. And I feel like one of them you couldn't get a chance to be with or see before they passed, or you weren't able to get there, or they weren't able to connect. And I'm feeling like they're all like together. They want me to talk about, I forgot your name. I'm so sorry.
Linda.
They want me to talk about Kathy or Catherine or Katie.
Oh my God. Yeah, I had a very youngest sister. She died in infancy. Her name was Kathleen.
Okay. Cause they want me to talk about her as well. So there were six kids in the family, right? Or six pregnancies.
No, we've got 12.
So I need to do psychic math. So psychic math for me would be six have something in common and six would be different for me.
Well, I know you got me.
That's okay. Just remember that I'm saying this. Like when I said this in front of my wife once, she made a joke and she said, "Oh, you have psychic math. I have shoe math." But there's something about if you're one of 12, then I have to split them up between six and six. So whether it be six close in age, six further apart, six live here, six don't, six married, six not, six boys, six girls. It'll be very obvious. It's nothing you're going to have to reach for. And then isn't James in that family?
No.
Yes, there is. There's a J name like James.
Oh, Jane. No.
J, like J. Yeah.
Jessica?
That would be a J. Where's the J connection?
Forgot about my daughter.
Oh, her.
She's right next to me, guys.
That's okay. Jessica, we won't forget you, okay, Jess? I just want you to know that this is their way of seeing that they're around you and that they're connected, okay? I hope this helps.
That does. We always had a feeling they were around, so...
And I'm going to say that I think your mom likes, or it's your older sister, I'm not really sure, likes the fact that you have the dried flowers that you kept.
Oh, my God! my sister Barb just, she do flower arrangements, like with beading and everything like that, and we kept a lot of them.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Linda, that was amazing, and I hope you got what you needed out of that. So thank you for calling through.
Oh, thank you. I'll just have a cry now.
Linda.
But a good cry, I hope.
Where did that dry flower come from?
My head. Like, literally, I just saw it in my head.
Incredible. Now, there's more people that want to go.
By the way, just quick, I did love that the only name John forgot was Linda's name. Who called in. He could see everything but the screen in front of him.
That's amazing. We've got to make sure we're getting to everyone here. Tanya from Mornington.
Really tickled me, I'm sorry.
Hi, Tanya. This is John.
Hi, Phoebe, Feather, Nick. Hi, John. How are you?
I am good. Are you calling about your mom?
I'm not sure. I'm calling because there is someone
Hold on a second. But your mom's passed, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want to be very, very clear that as soon as I started listening to you, I was like, Mom, I need to acknowledge Mom. I also need to acknowledge superstition, like up the wazoo. Like, I feel like either somebody would have been very, very fearful about everything in life, or somebody would have instilled fear in people. I'm seeing symbolism of somebody that wants to protect everybody. So by trying to protect them, it did not really empower them. And that to me is like I'm seeing my grandmother, just to be clear. My grandmother did that with her kids. She like wanted to make sure that they would never drown in life. So she made sure they never learned how to swim so they would stay away from the water. Uh-huh. And I was like,
yeah,
where is the logic in that? Like, so that being said, that's the energy that I'm seeing. I also have somebody telling you that passed by suicide. So their energy brought about how they passed. So I don't know if that's a friend of yours or somebody that's a friend of the family.
It was a friend of mine's son.
Okay. So I feel like it's important to know that when people cross themselves over, they are able to be in the light, right? They have to work on their issues and things that they didn't get a chance to fix while they were here. And then did you find out your dad was not your dad?
No.
So there's a story where somebody is raised by someone that's not their biological parent then?
I'm being raised by my stepmother.
Okay.
Yeah. So I call her mum. She's been my mum for like 40 years.
Right. So I feel like I need, and is your dad passed?
My dad's dad. Yes.
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I want to be clear. Your actual biological father is still living?
Yes, he is.
Okay. My feeling though, is that there's another man that you would look at as being like a father figure for you, possibly more than your own biological dad. Like he would play that role. So if you had kids, he would be that kind of pseudo grandfather energy. Like that's the kind of feeling that I'm getting.
Well, yeah, that would be my children's godfather.
Right.
He passed only a year ago.
So he's also with them. And then you have the Louise, Lou, there's an L name, living or past, that they want me to say. I think that's coming around your mom. Like, she's the one who's giving it to me. Like, hey, I've met up with Lucille, or I've met up with Lou. There's like an L sounding name. I always tell people I could be off by the name. I won't be off by the consonant or what it sounds like in the beginning. So I feel like I need to bring that up. But the question that you, I think, were going to ask me is that you feel a presence around you and you want to know who it is. I think it's your mom.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's unusual. It was a very strange relationship, that's all. So,
well, you know what? Here's the important thing. For people who do have strained relationships, and by the way, I was one of them. I did not have a good relationship with my dad up until he passed. And when he passed, then I knew he was no longer playing the role that he played while he was here. And I could allow him back in and let him heal the mistakes, of which there were many, that he made while he was here. So I think that when people transition, for the folks that are listening, if you had a bad relationship with somebody, right, don't go running for a reading. Just understand that they're not playing that same role. And some of the healing that comes in has to be with you releasing them and forgiving them and not carrying that, so that it doesn't affect you moving forward in perpetuating some of those patterns. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
So is there a reason why it's happening now and hasn't happened in, she's been passed for many, many years. So is there a reason why it's happening now?
I think that a lot of the reasons why things take place are the lessons that are, the patterns that are happening in our family. So whatever's happening around you right now would mean why you need that extra little push, that extra little reminder, that extra little, and it could be something like a reflection of the past that's happening in the present in order to make a better decision moving forward.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Oh, Tanya, thank you. I could just listen to this all day.
Oh, man.
I was going to say, you should do a TV show. Oh, you have. I watched it.
I was going to say,
lot.
I think your mum turned up because John's here on tour. She's like, I know who can put me in touch.
I know. John Edward. And remember, you John's can watch here. Him at Hamer Hall in November. You can get those tickets at johnedward.net. That's November 8th and 28th. We've got time for one more caller, Rose from Greenvale. Hi, Rose.
Hi, guys. Hi, John.
Hi, Rose. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. A couple of things, Rose. I might not connect with who you want to connect with. Did somebody around you lose a son?
No.
So if
my mother-in-law.
Yeah. So I need to. Is she passed?
No.
So can you talk to her? Like, do you see her or talk to her?
I do, but she doesn't speak. She's got Alzheimer's.
Okay. So I want to address the woman who lost the son. If the woman who lost the son is your mother-in-law, then I need to acknowledge that that son is very much around. And if that woman who has Alzheimer's is actually maybe talking about him or acknowledging that she saw him, please don't think that it's the Alzheimer's. Know that energetically, the filter is not there for her and she would be able to react or respond.
Okay.
In addition, when people have Alzheimer's and they cross over, they get all their memories back. So everything that takes place now, make sure that whoever's talking to her, talk to her like she can actually respond, but she can't. Imagine sending a text message to somebody, but they have no service. Once they get their service back, they get those memories. So she'll see that. So is her son your husband?
Yes.
Okay. And is he gone in the last 22 months or?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I'm supposed to tell you 22 because it's not normally how I would get that. So let me just make sure I'm not missing anything. Does the number 22 have a meaning?
Yes. His birthday was 22nd of April.
Okay. Because I feel like I need to acknowledge the 22. Because I know how I get stuff. And I was like, that's not normally how they give it to me. So I was like, that's got to mean something. Yeah. I kind of feel like I'm supposed to say that part of you, I know this is live radio, so I need your permission. How personal can I get?
You can go for it.
Okay. One of the things that happens is when you lose someone that you're so connected to and the way that you feel connected, that sometimes you feel like you also don't want to be here. Not that you would want to do anything to leave, but that your energy would want to put yourself in the position of, hey, if I had to go, I had to go.
My 100%.
Feeling, okay, my feeling and my message for you is that you have so much more to do while you're here. You have so much more to do that you need to be here. There are people here who need
you.
And what's important is for you to acknowledge that from a really soulful place. And anybody that's navigating grief like this, grief is very, very patient. It doesn't go away. It could take years and years and years. And it's really why it's important, more than a medium, to work with a counselor to help you navigate some of those types of those feelings. But I kind of feel like, you know, the move that we have to talk about, right? The actual physical move.
Mm-hmm.
Has that happened yet?
As in moving of house?
Moving of houses, moving of, property.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my house is actually going to auction tomorrow.
Perfect. So there's the move, right? The move is happening. So here's the important thing. He sees, they see. I know that somebody had throat cancer or something throat related.
He had esophageal cancer.
Okay. So I need you to know that all of this is their way of just saying, I'm with you, I'm okay, but you're not. and I'm going to help you be okay. Like, my feeling is I want to hug you right now because I know that you're not in a good spot. I know that you normally go and take care of your hair differently than you are. He's telling me that you're not doing your hair the way you used to, or you're letting.
That's a bit rough.
You're letting
my
your
goodness.
Come on.
You're letting the whatever the
get rid of the mohawk.
There's something that you're not doing, and he's making me feel like he wants you to start on you. He wants you to start on making you feel better. He wants you to look in the mirror and see you happy, right? Because you know he always wants you happy.
I know. But it's funny you said that because he was always the one on me, especially when he was sick and I wasn't making my hair appointments. He was the one that would say, Rose, make the appointment. Get your hair done.
Yeah, get your hair done tomorrow and make it look schmick.
Make it look good for the auction.
Yeah.
Wow.
He wants me to tell you that he's got his abs. He's got abs back where he has abs. Is that a joke?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Oh, come on, man.
Unbelievable, John.
That is. I've got goosebumps.
Just know that he's okay, okay? He's sending you
he's
a big
okay.
hug.
He's okay. He's happy.
He's good.
Okay.
All right. Does that help, Rose?
Sorry?
Does that help?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. We've got a daughter between us who's 12, and she's missing her father immensely. Anything for her?
I think the most important thing you can do for her is give her the permission to be able to communicate about her feelings and her loss. And if she's seeing mom being so affected by this, and we don't want her growing up in the shadow of loss. We want her growing up in the light of love. We want her growing up in knowing who he is. So in order to do that, you need to make sure that the 12-year-old knows the three-dimensional side of dad in a really, really big way. And plus he's got, what, two other boys?
My two other daughters. Oh. So he's got two other stepdaughters.
Yeah, he's telling me to acknowledge the other two. Like, he wants me to make sure we include them too. So don't leave them out.
That's beautiful.
Oh,
all right.
Thank you.
Rose,
thank you.
Thank you for calling through, Rose and John Edward. That was so phenomenal.
Thank you.
Wow. So
I'm just a phone. And I really am just a phone.
But by the way, my mum, who I used to watch your show with when I was a kid, she just texted me and said, tell him 22 was your footy number.
Oh, so.
Yeah. That's a good number.
It's a great number.
It's a master number in numerology.
Is it?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Like, now, if you didn't believe, right? Like, he was having stabs at things and he hit everyone. That's like a bullseye. It's like 180 every throw.
I did a live news program on TV in Atlanta, Georgia, and the readings were like that. They were very specific, very accurate. And the newscaster tried so hard. She goes, for all the people out there that are going, this is just lucky guesswork. What would you say? And I looked at it right live on there. I was like, nobody's watching that right now thinking that was lucky guesswork.
Yeah.
Because it's random stuff. It's not like,
it's
you know,
so
it's
random,
not like,
like, throat,
you know,
and stomach. Like, when he started talking about stomach, I thought that was me.
Oh, geez.
I'm about to die.
We just witnessed that up close and personal, mate. Got the goosebumps, the incredible watching it happen live. And you can too at Hamer Hall this November. That's on the 8th and 28th. And for tickets, head to johnedward.net. Thank you.
Thank you
good to get you
so
back
much.
In the studio.
I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This is an answer for Alpha Bucks on Tuesday, the 13th of June. The letter is D, and the question is a school subject.
Detention.
Would we take that? Could we, Leon?
It's not a school subject.
It was for me.
Most of school.
Yeah.
D&T.
Design, dance, drama.
Dance, yeah, drama. Well done.
Detention.
So good.
It was ducks of detention.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, famous for lots of movies. Mm. One of my favourites, Twins, with Danny DeVito.
Wow. But
he did lots of...
No, but,
Kindergarten Cop.
Come on. What are you, B-side boxy as well?
No. Kindergarten Cop. I used to watch that every school holidays. Kindergarten Cop was the best.
Terminator.
What was the one, Junior, where he was pregnant?
Oh,
Danny DeVito. Yeah, that was fun. But anyway, he does lots of action movies too. I haven't seen any of them. But Terminator was one of them. And not Rambo. That was Sylvester Stallone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that, but I should probably. Anyway, so he is the Terminator. Now, he has opened up in an interview about how Orion Pictures, who made the films, at first they wanted O.J. Simpson to be the Terminator.
Oh,
now, this is pre the 1995 trial where he was, and I will point out, acquitted for the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole. So he was acquitted for that. So this was back when he was a footballer turned movie star. And funnily enough, though, the producers just didn't see him as a killing machine.
During a conversation, it became clear that no one was really hooked to O.J. Simpson playing Terminator because he could not be sold as a killing machine. Yeah.
Pretty funny.
They were wrong, weren't they?
Well, I don't think you can actually say that. You can allege it. I think it's
what?
Pretty well understood that maybe... I'm not going to keep talking. I don't know.
Why? Do we alleged.
All? Like, just, I think alleged. Yeah, it was up. Alleged that he murdered his ex-wife.
I think it's been proven that he did it, didn't he? And he just can't get double jeopardy.
No, what? No, you can't say that because if OJ,
civil suit, found if OJ, guilty in a civil suit.
But that doesn't mean
if OJ's listening to the Fox right now, we're done.
Yeah, you got to be so careful here.
I never said he did anything. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I think you did. I feel like I want to dump us, but
what a
I'll push
what a conspiracy hill to die on.
OJ Simpson.
The earth's round, there's no aliens, 9/11 happened as is, but OJ, I'm not sure about OJ.
But then he went away, they got him for, what was it,
stole his own memorabilia.
Stole his own memorabilia back in Vegas.
But weren't there, wasn't it a pawn shop that got robbed, was he part of that?
No, it was in a hotel. It was a hotel room he came in.
The people came in with masks.
Yeah. He stole his own memorabilia, which always got me because it's like, mate, your signature is what makes it memorabilia.
Yeah.
So just go buy a footy and sign it.
Yeah.
You got new OJ memorabilia. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Not the sharpest tool in the shed.
That is so strange. Well, remember when lockdowns were happening in America, this was the last thing I remember hearing from OJ Simpson, and they were considering closing down golf courses. I think he was kind of showing his true colours here.
On a golf course, guys aren't that close to each other. And if you do close them, you better open up some insane asylum. Get me a bed, because I know if I can't play golf for the next month, I'm going to go crazy. I'm just saying. Take care.
Don't know, OJ, going crazy with a golf club.
Why?
I don't know.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, winning competitions is great, isn't it? Like, think about winning competitions. We were just talking about it, to go to Paris to see Pink with Carrie and Tommy. Get in any competition, even small ones.
People a trip to Coldplay in Perth.
Win it on scratchies. That's good fun.
It's just a good feeling. Well, somebody in our team here at the Fox has won something. And it's very exciting and we want to share the news. It's the wonderful, gorgeous Alice, who's Grumpy Dave's assistant. Hi, Alice.
Good morning.
Maka.
Happy Friday.
Hey, Alice, you are just a lovely... Oh, what was that?
It's her. Hold on. Alice,
is that
are you
your
the
voice?
List-
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Can we hear that again?
Listener.
Oh, Alice.
That's me. That I know is... I wear many hats.
You should really milk that with Grumpy Dave. Like you,
I know.
You could be a professional voiceover artist. Don't be doing that for free. That's really impressive.
Right. She'll
look
cash.
Into it.
She's got a cashy.
But you're just a lovely ray of sunshine in the office, Alice, and you deserve to win. Now, what is it that the boys don't know, and I've gotten wind of this.
Please tell me you won something listening to Kiss or
no. Please say you got it.
No, nothing relating to a competitor.
Paris?
I entered a competition to toss the coin on the very first King's birthday match on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Alice is going to be on... the hallowed ground of the MCG, flipping, tossing the coin.
No. How'd you win that?
I just put my details in. So it's through the D's. They send an email out. I put my details in. Got a call yesterday when I was halfway through first aid training, which was interesting. I thought I might need some help myself yesterday. But yeah, I'm so excited, so nervous.
Now, Alice,
but
what are you going
to say? No.
How are you going to play it? Like sometimes when the people go in there, they're little kids, and the players come up and go, "Oh my God, so cute!" But you being an adult, are you going to like put your hand out and handshake? The captains of each club. Like I think it'd be Max Gorn and what's the Collingwood's captain?
Darcy Moore.
I've
done my research. Look, I think so. I think I'll just go out.
Cuddles?
Give them a handshake, boy. Oh, gosh, imagine.
Can we dare you and you cuddle them?
Oh, please.
I thought I might go out in some merch.
Yeah,
Alice, as a Bombers fan, I just don't want Collingwood to win, right? So can you handshake Max Gorn and then go to give Darcy a high five and then pull your hand away and trick him?
I think, do you know what? I was researching some past coin tosses, and that's exactly what Rove did a couple of years ago. Oh,
yeah, Rove did that gag. That's a bad comedian gag. Don't do that. It's not funny.
What about Alice?
Did it jinx him?
I heard in the office yesterday you were practicing flipping the coin.
Don't stuff that up.
Yeah, how are you going to do that?
Well, I've been told I can bring my own coin, so I've just got to work out if I'm going to go for a small $2 or a light 5 cent or a bigger 50 cent. What would your recommendation be?
$20 or $1?
I reckon you go with the old quarters back in the old days and people won't know what it is, like an old 2 cent piece.
Go
the 50. Go the 50.
50 or a 20.
Go the 50.
I'm feeling a 50 or a 20 as well.
Because bigger, think about it, Alice. I mean, I don't want to put pressure on you, but the number of eyes that will be on you.
Like, we're 100,000.
100,000 at the G, but then there's all the people in the telly.
Millions
watching you.
That's why I couldn't say no. I just couldn't.
You can't, but you want a big coin so you don't fumble because you might have sweaty fingers because you'll be so nervous.
I think I will.
We're mixed. Who do you brag for, the D's?
D's, mad D's girl.
Mate, why don't you like tickle Gorn's beard?
Ooh.
Like, do something.
Is that the dare?
You've got to do a dare. We've got to get her to do a dare.
Okay, but do a dare. I don't want poor Alice being, like, you want it to be good experience.
We want her to go viral and then the fox get hits.
Yeah,
and
does Alice want to go viral for tickling Max Gorn?
Mate, she's entered a competition to go on the footy ground.
Your favourite
go viral.
One. What's the capital of Thailand?
I entered not thinking I was going to win.
I just want you to enjoy the experience. What are you going to wear, Alice?
That was my first thought. I've got to work that out. Lucky I've got a couple of days, so
yeah,
I'll work out my outfit.
I reckon you cuddle and then go to Darcy Moore. What's the capital of Thailand?
Don't do that, Alice. No, Alice.
Then he'll say Bangkok, and then you
whack him in the.
No, don't. And then Alice is dragged into HR at the AFL house.
All right, no. Dave's the boss. He'll take care of it.
Imagine getting reported for the coin toss.
Drag.
Getting handcuffed out of the ground.
Alice, enjoy it. We'll be watching you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited. And go deep.
Alice,
and also, get your beanies and your scarves to fight MND.
Yes, get them. I've got mine. I think the team's got theirs.
Excellent.
All right, Alice. Good before you go, can you give us like a live listener, like a real version?
Okay. Listener.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Feb and Nick are brought to you by Burbank Homes. Save up to $30,000 off your new home build with the Burbank Homes End of Financial Year event. Strictly limited to 30 customers only. Burbank.com.au. Fifi, Feb and Nick.